This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on WRRD 1510 AM Milwaukee and Talk 92.7 Madison. Here's your host, Dr. Tim Slecker.
Welcome Tuesday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. COVID, here we are. It's been since March. We keep talking about this, but now it's back to school. Continue the discussion again this week about back to school. Great article in the Wisconsin Examiner last week. Will pandemic school be a trade-off between safety and equity? Two great interviews, but the one person, Dr. Gloria Ladson-Billings, Emerita Professor, College of Education, University of Wisconsin-Madison, quoted extensively in the article, agrees to come on the show. Dr. Gloria, thank you so much for coming to Busted Pencils.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
Sure. So this, the article is extensive, and every week things seem to change on the ground. And we're talking about, you know, should we go back? Should we not go back? Should it be online? Should it not be online? And is it safe? Is it not safe? What struck me, and we've been trying to push this idea of saying, you know, well, normal, if we use a frame and a lens of equity, and this is what got me with your part, was to say, what if we don't really ever want to go back to normal? And
well,
is that, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, because normal for whom?
Right.
The kids who are most vulnerable, going back to what was the norm, places them in just the absolute worst position academically and socially in their schools. They're normally tagged for special education. They are normally suspended. They are normally expelled. They're normally in the low reading group. So we got to ask ourselves, do we want to go back to that? Or could this be an opportunity for a new normal?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a question that seems to not be part of the discussions as to whether, you know, let's get back to normal. And it's like, well, you know, and I think you and I being in education and academia, you know, and you've written extensively, the gaps that are now totally wide open, the food insecurity, medical insecurity, healthcare insecurity, just childcare insecurity is now fully in focus. These things always existed for me. That was also part of the normal. And do we want to get back to that normal too, from a systemic, socially inequitable system that sets kids up to not even come to school with any of some of these basic necessities? So I throw both of those together and say, I love the idea, though, too, of you say, how about a new normal? And the quote that you quoted in there, but using this image of, we have an opportunity to step into a portal. What were you getting at there?
So I actually was borrowing that notion from a wonderful Indian author and thinker by the name of Arundhati Roy. She had a wonderful article online called The Pandemic is a Portal. And she explains in that article that, you know, this pandemic is not any different from any other pandemic. And that it's a portal between the old world and the new. And so here you have this opportunity to go from what was to what could be. And the more I thought about this, I began looking at examples of nations who have had to start everything all over, that something catastrophic has happened in their society, and they had to begin again. Well, two good examples for me were post-World War II Italy and post-World War II Japan, both places that lost the war, and both nations that decided, you know what, we could actually do something different. You know, the Italians saying, we are not trying to raise another, you know, generation of fascists. This just doesn't work.
Right.
And so they came up with the idea of one of the most innovative and most exciting preschools that the world has seen. And even in the U.S., we send early childhood educators to see the Reggio Emilia preschools because they're so innovative.
Right.
Similarly, in Japan.
No. Right.
But I was just going to say, in Japan, Japan rethought its education system by making it more equitable around gender. They really, before World War II, didn't care very much about educating girls. And afterwards, they said, you know what? We got to educate everybody. They also changed the organization of their schools. So it's not as if we don't have any examples of people sort of cleaning the slate and beginning again. But I do wave a kind of caution, because we had a microcosm in 2006 with Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Everything gone away, exposure of all the inequities. I mean, I wrote an article for an Urban Ed journal that essentially said, the title was something like, Now They're Wet, because they had poor health care, they had a high degree of underemployment and unemployment, they had substandard housing, all of that, and they had terrible schools. All of that happened before Katrina, and I said, now Katrina has happened, so now they're wet. That's what's different. Now, there were those, just like we're sitting here today thinking about returning to school, there were those who were thinking, oh, well, we just need to get back to school. There was another group of more neoliberal reformers who said, you know what, this is an opportunity.
It's an opportunity.
We can go in there and do something totally different. And that's what they did. So,
and what they did, though, as opposed to Italy and Japan, is not, and that's where I was going to go with this. It's like this portal, though, now that it's revealed, and I was going to, you know, ask you about this. How concerned are you that there are others also looking at this portal to not go back to normal, but to go back from a neoliberal and really look at this as a way to totally expose? And
I am deeply concerned that you will get a replication of the New Orleans experience, where people say, you know, public schools can't really do this. We need to do full charters. We need to increase vouchers. I mean, even in the discussion about from Washington, we had an education secretary who said she wants to send the money to the families. So already we are talking about the sort of privatization of schools that really do need public support.
But and that's the point where I'm too very concerned about saying, like, we've got this portal moment, this portal opportunity, but boy, there are also lots of other people who also see it, but they don't see it for the ability to say, and we're not going to look at schools the way we used to anymore, when we knew that they were underfunded, when kids didn't have the right nutrition, all of the systemic social inequities that already put into this too, you know. But there is this, it was a reading now, just as with the push to get back to normal, and I don't know if this is what you're referring to, but Betsy DeVos was saying, well, let's, you know, the private schools that want to open in person, that should be an automatic, if you want to pull your kid, you get a voucher. And so
right
away,
right,
they're exploiting the, quote, opportunity portal to say, hey, if you want to send your kids back to school, we're going to give you a voucher. Private schools are allowed to be open. And if you found one that you want to go, that's open, send your kid there.
Well, you know, I think it was the former mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, he was paraphrasing Winston Churchill, who said, you know, never let a crisis go unexploited, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, always see a crisis as an opportunity. And I'm seeing coming out of Washington, it's not merely the notion of the voucher. We're hearing now, oh no, we don't want you to vote by mail. Okay.
Right.
I mean, so people are exploiting this pandemic. And I've been giving a lot of talks about this. And I've actually talked about the fact that we're in the midst of four pandemics. There's the obvious COVID-19. there is certainly the anti-black racism that we have seen as a result of the death of George Floyd coming right into our living rooms. But there's also a looming economic pandemic. You know, this thing is not sustainable. Stores are going, you know, bankrupt. People are losing their homes. I mean, we are seeing some very, very dire economic things on the horizon. And then the fourth one, which we kind of know about intellectually, but we just don't want to talk about, is climate catastrophe.
You're right.
We know that the storms that we now have are more intense. They're more frequent. The fires are more widespread. I mean, I think when it really hit me was this past fall and winter, when we saw really the destruction of big swaths of Australia.
Right.
Now, Australia is not, you know, some backwater. It's not an I've been to Australia several times. It's like being in the U.S. driving on the other side of the street. And so here is a highly technological, highly sophisticated nation, and these fires almost destroyed them.
Right.
So all of these things are happening.
Well, they're all happening at once, but Dr. Letson Billings, we're about to go to commercial. I want to keep you for the next segment, if that's okay, if you still have time.
Because
I really want, as you've laid these out, I want to, though, explore more about taking the portal and using it for saying all of those things. Let's look at them from how can we be better. My guest is Dr. Gloria Ladson Billings. She is emerita professor from the College of Education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We'll be right back after the break.
She's so afraid. She's not the right. Darling, am I looking old? Tell me, dear, I.